post-human walks into a bar, and its affect theory in action. Watch them become the creature the dim, bass-shaken pub demands they be. Post-human peacocks up to the bar, tells the pretty bartender with the 7 cartilage piercings, I'll have a sex on the beach. She winks a curious black-winged eye, says, oh, will you now, as she rims a glass with sugar crystals. Post-human ducks their head and blushes. They're a sucker and a sap for a beautiful modified body, and the bartender's got such a lovely sleeve of tattoos, golden honeycomb inked along her forearm, humming bees hexagon on hexagon. Post-human perches on a bar stool and assumes the demeanor of patron, nursing their skinned knee of a brain with alcoholic tonic. The liquor's warmth makes a mess of their esophagus and their etiquette, too, and a mere 3 seaside fucks later, post-human finds themselves in a dingy graffitied bathroom stall with the bartender, walls scrawled with expired declarations of love and numbers to call for a good time, and after they have kissed against the door so hard, post-human feels their organs pressed together, heart on heart and guts on guts, the bartender pulls a tattoo gun from her purse and says, what do you want and where do you want it? So post-human rolls up their pants leg and chooses a sublet of skin above their right knee and says, go crazy. And they are not afraid, not of permanence, not now or ever, because really what is there to do on this earth that doesn't mark the body, doesn't remake it again and again, cell by cell, into something perpetually new? And the needle buzzes like a honeybee, no, a whole hive, a collective consciousness inscribed in skin is all consciousness must be. Post-human leaves the bathroom with a brand new hickey below their jaw and a bee's knees pun on their personage and blood ink dripping into their shoe. And it's just the kind of night they needed to break out of the rut of forced personhood, to remind themselves that they are always first and foremost a creature caught in flux, which mires us all but can never be called a trap because it is forever loosening its sharp-toothed jaws and letting its victims become the next real thing, sending along that upspike of serotonin, the woozy spot spiral of a cocktail, or the night air that breathes relief into post-human's heart-throbbing body as they push open the bar door, like the exhale of so many smog-hidden stars.